This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
Hey, Reset fam, it's Sasha. We've got something special on the podcast this week. Every afternoon, we'll be sharing features from the Shy Sounds Like series by our sister station, Vocalo. Each is a profile of a Chicagoan doing something interesting and meaningful in their community. Today, we're going to get an introduction to the series with the producer, Ari Mejia, and Vocalo content director, Ayana Contreras. And then we'll hear a great profile. Ayana, Shy Sounds Like has been on Vocalo since, 2017, and you've collected hundreds of interviews with folks across the city. So tell us how it started.
Right. Yeah. Shy Sounds Like started as an initiative through our morning program at that time. It's just a way to really showcase all of the people and places and things that made us proud to be Chicagoans, you know, to be really point blank about it, and people that were actively trying to improve this city, many of whom were born here, but a lot of folks were transplants. So a part of the strategy in interviewing these people is not just what are you doing to make the place better, but what drew you to Chicago or what keeps you here? That's actually a part of the special sauce of these pieces.
Yeah, I like that. I love that you include the transplants. I got a special place in my heart for the transplants, for sure. Ari, there's a huge range, as Ayana mentioned, of people and activities that are highlighted in the series. Can you talk about some of them?
Yeah, that's part of my favorite thing about this show, you know, is getting to talk to people that do such a wide array of incredible work here, from visual artists to performing artists, musicians, but also healers. We talk to community activists. We talk to so many different kinds of people doing incredible stuff. And in addition to that, they're the neighborhoods that they're connected to, kind of learning the ins and outs of how Chicago is integrated into their work.
Yeah. We heard about some of Ari's favorites. Ayana, what do you love about the series?
I love that not only are they capturing sort of the active work that folks are doing, it also captures sort of a slice of life. So some of these pieces now are going on 7, 8 years old, and you can really sort of see their trajectory since the time that they recorded it. So it's almost like a portrait of, you know, these folks' passions.
Mm-hmm. How do you choose who gets highlighted, Ari?
So there's a couple different ways. One is I'm researching. I'm reading publications. I'm reading.
So you're on the hunt.
Yes. Yeah. Looking for folks. Also, we have a nomination sheet, which is really cool. That's always been around as well. So people send us folks. They direct us to folks. And even through that, then I'll get into the tendrils of who they send and who they're connected to. And also just personally, I'm learning so much all the time about the incredible things happening in our city.
Yeah. In many ways, Ayana, Shy Sounds Like it's, I think, synonymous with Vocalo, right? Because you get to the radio, you turn on 91.1, you'll hear a Chicagoan introduce themselves, what they do, what they love about the city, and then you hear that iconic, "This is what Chicago sounds like." How does this fit into Vocalo's programming and overall vision?
So the term, you know, Chicago Sounds Like, Shy Sounds Like, you know, for short, was really pioneered by my predecessor, Sylvia Rivera. So I want to give credit where credit is due. But in terms of just the way that we position ourselves, we see ourselves as reflecting the city as we know it, not necessarily how the headlines portray Chicago, especially the neighborhoods, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't what downtown sounds like. This is what Portage Park sounds like.
Yes.
This is what South Shore sounds like. This is even what Gary sounds like. That's a really important part of the way we want to position ourselves.
Yeah, you're reminding me that, you know, once you turn on the radio to Vocalo, you hear some version of From Bronzeville to Back of the Yards to Morgan Park to Mayfair. Music brings us together, right?
Gold Coast to Grand Crossing. Woodlawn to Wicker Park.
Music for me, they're beauty. It don't feel to me, I can't do it. I'm just black and I'm forever rooted. Look at my eyes, you can tell I've been through.
Music brings us together.
Vocalo Radio, 91.1 FM, Chicago's urban alternative.
You're just reminding listeners, I think, at all times that the city's vast and there are so many community areas here that just don't often get talked about on the radio, and you're linking them together.
Right. So when I come up with those pieces to the interstitials, as we call them, like I purposely try and shout out neighborhoods that don't get shouted out.
Good. Love that.
That's important.
How does Vocalo work to find and showcase Chicago talent?
Well, we have the vocalo.org/local music where folks can submit their own music. And then, of course, on the hunt, you know, in the clubs, listening in people's mom and pop shops to see what they're listening to. I mean, there's all the ways to do it. Listening to somebody in my apartment building who really likes the song Faded Pictures by Case, but also will occasionally play something
classic
I've never heard before. Absolutely. So I know they're in my demo, so I'm like writing stuff down. I think we're just always open, you know, to kind of what's next and what's exciting coming out of our city.
Speaking of exciting things, what's upcoming that you're excited about, Ari? Series or events?
Well, in addition to the fact that Shy Sounds Like is new every week, like I'm producing a new one every week, for this next month, I'm doing a series called Love Found. It's stories. We did a call out because also a big part of Vocalo, too, is like, how can we work? I just am excited to talk with our listeners, people in Chicago that are listening to us all the time, and doing a call out like, hey, I want to do stories about love, but not romantic love per se. Stories about love, of finding something, your best friend, just like moments and places that brought you closer to kind of a feeling of oneness, and the inherent connection that Chicago played in that experience. So I'm doing that this next month. I'm really excited about it, and that's what's going on with me.
That is pretty awesome. You know, Vocalo is celebrating its quinceañera this year, right? The big 1-5. So Ayana, what is going through your mind reflecting on 15 years and just as content director, looking ahead to that next chapter for the station?
Yeah. So, I mean, we are culminating. This is the culminating element of the 15th year, going into 16, actually, the Sweet 16.
Wow.
And I think what I think a lot about is what we were at our inception and what has stayed true. And what has stayed true, even though we've gone through a lot of iterations, is that we really want to reflect this city that we love. We really want to champion stories that aren't normally told on mainstream media outlets. And we want to be innovative in the way in which we're telling these stories. And hopefully we'll continue to do that. That's something that it seems people respond well to.
Mm. What do you think about when you think of the next 15 years of Vocalo, Ari?
Hope I'm here. I love Vocalo. I love it. I love being here.
That was Ayana Contreras and Ari Mejia of Vocalo. Now let's hear from one of the Chicagoans highlighted in the series. Here is Jedi Ohm.
My name is Jedi Ohm. I'm a tap dancer / Reiki practitioner and jeweler. And this is definitely what Chicago sounds like. I am from Chicago, born and raised, South Side, still on the South Side, in the Beverly area. I'm around a lot of elderly, so they have a lot of knowledge of what it was like before the neighborhood was there. So it gives me a lot of perspective, and shoot, it's just good to know that, you know, the history behind where you're staying. Chicago has some of the greatest artists that come from here. We have Sam Cooke. We have Minnie Riperton. We have Kanye West. We have Common, we have Twista, we have a whole bunch of musical geniuses out there. The fact that me growing up on 79th Street at Mayfair Academy, taking classes and just learning steps and history and rhythms and things of that nature, just learning dance, learning how to heal myself, that's what kept me here. It's like, where can I go elsewhere? I mean, there's places that you probably can go, but for me, it was like, yo, this is my culture. I want to make sure I'm a part of it when it expands and when it blossoms. I definitely want to make sure that tap dance was never forgotten. I started at Mayfair Academy. I was about 9 years old, and after my first recital, I was a class clown, so I like to play a lot. So in my first recital, I saw that I had the audience engagement, and I ate it up. And I knew right then and there that that was going to be a big part of my life, you know, that tap dance would be a big part of my life. But I didn't know it would be, you know, basically be my life. My mother found out through Mayfair Academy about the Chicago Human Rhythm Project. I won a scholarship, came back, started taking class from some of the greatest tap dancers in the world. And it was just the most blessed part of my career. Taking the master class and going into that class is different from going into the class that you used to going to with the 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. These people go, you like, okay. And you know, you're working on it, but you're finding out that, hey, there's something else out there that I can grow with, you know, something that can mold me into something better than what I was learning before. I've been doing this over 22 years. So it's kind of like, it's a big thing. My name is Jedi Ohm. I'm a tap dancer / Reiki practitioner and jeweler. And this is definitely what Chicago sounds like. There's tap dancing and there's hoofing. Hoofing is more of the emphasis on the steps. That's more of like a conversation. Like that's more of a, you know what I'm saying? That's something more of a feel, a spiritual thing. You have tap dancing that's mechanical, and then you have hoofing that's soul. I dive more into my dance because there's nothing wrong with religion, but for me, I didn't feel too connected to it. So I dive more into something that I felt more connected to, and I feel God when I dance. I look at dance as my religion, but I don't really do religion. It's more of a spiritual thing for me. I say spiritual because I can feel the elders of tap dancing, Gregory Hines, Sammy Davis Jr., Bill Bojangles Robinson. I can feel these people when I'm dancing. I'm like, dang, because I wouldn't normally go that route, but, you know, I'm just going to go there and skip it, you know? And then in my head, I'm like, having a whole conversation, and my feet, just a whole language. So it's kind of a connection to the art form. I'm a Reiki practitioner, so therefore I put that into my feet as well. I like to take that and heal people through tap dance. I teach at Mayfair Art Center, which is located on 8701 South Bennett. You come in into a place where you can leave your troubles behind. When we dance, you take that focus that you have on the outside world, you put it right through the floor. That's the healing part. You want to stomp hard, but don't break your leg and your feet and everything. But release that. Express yourself. Certain things we can't say out loud. Sometimes there are no words to express what we want to say. So, you know, you have to release it through your feet, or you release it through your hands, or just release it. Think about what it is that you're thinking about that's not serving you, that's in your subconscious, and drum it out, rhythm it out. When I look at tap dance, I'm looking at, okay, God gave me another day to get some rhythms right and bless people with an energy that they're not familiar with, but bless them with something they can go home, take in their pocket, and later translate it, you know? And they can go, oh my gosh, I remember that time, and I just, you know, sat there with it, or whatever, however they, you know, internalize it, but I just want something, give people that special part of me. I love my city, but sometimes I feel like everybody needs to lighten up and just smile one time, you know? Don't have to be all day. But if I can make you bust that smile, I know I've done my job.
That episode of Shy Sounds Like was produced by Linnea Dominic, and it was edited by Andrew Merriweather and Dan Tucker. You can check out the full archive of these conversations at vocalo.org/shysoundslike. We'll also be featuring the stories on our podcast all week. That's all for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We will talk to you tomorrow.